And a very good afternoon to you. The time is 12:07, and you're tuned to Midday Matters Art-Centric right here on 89.1 FM. I'm Sean Beter, sitting in for Sarah D'Elia, as I have been all week. Hope she's enjoying her vacation, and very happy to be in the studio once again with the rock star herself, Julia Meek. Good afternoon, Julia.
Thank you, Sean. Are you feeling the art centricity? If not the love, are you feeling the art centricity?
The love and the art centricity today.
That's all we could ask. And you know, it's not only the last art centric Friday of the month, it's the last one of the whole year. Mm-hmm. And so we will be asking actually a special question. We're going to ask folks to call out their own favorite art-centric happening of the year. That's coming up a little later. But in the meantime, DID's Tana Winker is here to share downtown's last Saturday excitement. And with her is the Embassy Theater's Dana Burks, ready to walk us down the line hardcore, as a matter of fact. Then we're grabbing a seat in the green room because it's Drama Times 3 in our second segment with local actor-director Christopher J. Murphy, understudying, you might say, for First Press Theater's Tom Hoffrichter, and Christopher will be sharing the coming month's theatrical offerings, joined by his partners in dramaturgical cry from the Arena Dinner Theater and First Press Theater. But first, as we love to do, Sean, for Sarah, and I each have a quick pick art tip for you, a sparkling gem from the treasure trove of art centricity out there in the Fortland this weekend you won't want to miss. What's your pick, Sean?
Well, before I get to my pick, I want to say, is that all we have on the show today? That's
Sorry.
Lots to get to. We do have our picks here. Mine, I'm a huge fan of the blues and everything orbiting that genre. Tonight, my pick, Fort Wayne's Blues Queen Carol Lockridge and Michael Patterson at the Venice. They'll be doing some classics, some old school, little R&B, and of course some blues as well. Starting at 6:30, going until 9:30, you can go on down to the Venice, enjoy a nice meal along with some fantastic music. Julia, what's your pick?
I am voting for Straight to the Guillotine's benefit show for families affected by the Shady Hook school shooting. That's this Sunday, 6 p.m., 3054 East State, that's State and Hobson. Admission's $5, and they're throwing this benefit expressly for the families affected by that tragedy, and so 80% of the proceeds will be donated to those in need. The rest goes to pay for the venue. So, and they say, let's make a difference together. It's high energy music, to be sure, and not only will it be Straight to the Guillotine, they'll be joined by Arise the Titan, Summon the Ancients, Massive Repulsive, WHRS, and The Counterfeit. High energy show, wonderful, wonderful, worthy cause.
And a great great community outreach to folks who need a little help in a difficult time.
By some really, really wonderful young generation here in the Fortland. So yeah, lots to do this weekend. We just gave you two more.
Absolutely. And of course, we want to hear what have your art picks been for the whole year? Or of course, you can always call with your questions and comments for our panelists, 260-452-1185, or toll free at 1-800-471-9264. Email middaymatters@nipr.fm. You can post on our Facebook wall or send us a tweet. We are at Midday Matters.
And fear not, Sean, believe it or not, it might have sounded a little skimpy, haha, but we really do have plenty to talk about, and we're going to let the last of this year's Last Friday buzz begin right now with the Downtown Improvement District's lovely marketing and events director, Tana Winker. Tana, ready to ring in the new year with a big 2012 finale?
Can't believe it's the end of the year, and we've done this 12 times. It's amazing.
Does time fly when you're having fun?
Oh, it does, and we've had a lot of fun talking about downtown activities this year, and there's plenty to talk about for tomorrow. So I can start with your ordinary things that we talk about every month. That is that several of our downtown museums and attractions, like the Follinger Fryman Botanical Conservatory, for example, have discounts on the last Saturday. So if you've been not going to Science Central yet this year or the History Center and seen the new innovation display, Fort Wayne Innovation, spotlighting their local industry, they're discounted tomorrow, so it's a great time to bring the whole family, all those relatives visiting, take them with you. So you'll find at the Botanical Botanical, there is How the Grinch Stole Christmas exhibit. It's still up for another week or so, so you don't want to miss it, but it's a fun twist on that favorite Dr. Seuss book, you know, with the Grinch. And it's a nice garden exhibit, and it's a great place to go on a cold winter day, too. It's just to walk through.
Yeah, we have one speaking of best... feeling the love, you do when you walk in the Botanical Conservatory.
You do, and I've been to a lot of fantastic places like that, and it is one of the best ever, I swear. And that's just my opinion, though. The History Center, though, I mentioned they have their Allen County Innovation. And then Science Central is having Disease Detectives tomorrow. It's an interactive exhibit inviting visitors to investigate a case by meeting a series of patients, interpreting their lab tests, and exploring their environment to learn about infectious diseases and prevention. So it could be a very engaging process for your little young scientists out there. And bring the family down for that. It's a great way to spend the afternoon downtown.
Very clever. Yes, indeed. And we always like to hear, well, you keep us on the line and at point and everything. So what's happening down the line?
Oh, we have to ask Dana about that.
Nice segue. Well, Down the Line Hardcore is this Saturday at the Embassy. It is our hard rock manipulation of the Embassy's successful annual concert in February for classic rock. So we have five of the best local hard rock bands covering the decades of hard rock music for fans this Saturday night at 7. Tool is going to be performed by Autovator, Def Leppard by Kill Nancy, Black Sabbath by I Wombat, Alice in Chains by Kill the Rabbit, and then Kiss by Downstate. And so we are so excited to have this event at the Embassy this weekend.
So that's kind of, we've just heard sort of the tip of the iceberg of the beginning of last Saturday's entertainment, and then of course that's one of the kingpins of the evening entertainment. What is all there in the vast, wonderful middle, Tenna?
Well, there's always ice skating at the ice rink. You don't want to miss an opportunity to do that on
a
beautiful Saturday.
No, I hear
that's been,
speaking of well-received art centricity and sports and all kinds of lovely activity, there's a great thing that we have to be thankful for is the ice rink right in our beautiful downtown.
And you know, now that it feels like winter, it feels a little more appropriate to get down there and strap on some skates as well.
Yeah, and it is an art form. It's something like dancing more than it is a sport, although I know it's a sport and I don't want people to call and argue, but it is certainly a terrific thing to do while you're down, going to things like Down the Line. You skate first, stay for dinner, go out to the show. What a great Saturday. The other thing is Dick Stoner will be doing magic tricks at Stoner's Fun Store for children who want to pop in and visit and maybe look for some fun costume ideas. If you're going to go out and be a little extra fancy on New Year's, maybe you want to go get a little costume gown, or maybe you want to do something really silly this year for New Year's and dress up as a crazy critter. Who knows? But they have everything you could want there and free magic tricks. So don't want to miss that. There are several exhibits going on downtown tomorrow if you're more interested in the visual arts. Mm-hmm. ArtLink has several shows going right now. Their ninth regional exhibition with over 70 pieces of artwork from regional artists is on display. They have the White to Bright community art installation that was made during Taste of the Arts this year. And at another couple of events that followed the Taste, this was a community engagement project where they started with all white furniture. And then people who visited the exhibit decorated it with colored stickers. And it has totally transformed this white exhibit into something very bright and colorful and completely different than it started. There's also a photography exhibit at ArtLink, but Amy Schreiber and Cedar Burns work on display.
Wow.
The Museum of Art has several things on display. If you haven't been down to see Hidden Treasures, the John Wittenberg collection of David Thompson, it's a Peru high school. The Freedom Riders and Bus Boycotters is on display, as well as Breach of Peace, which is portraits of the 1961 Mississippi Freedom Riders. So there's kind of two exhibits kind of work together in that at the Museum of Art there. Then Fremian and the 21st Century Collage is also on display. Castle Gallery has their holiday show, so if you can get down between 11 and 6 tomorrow, you'll be able to catch that before the season's over. And I'm sure there's more, but those are definitely your three top gallery picks for downtown tomorrow.
Wow, lots going on in Fort Wayne. No excuse not to to get out and enjoy it now. I do want to remind our listeners, we want to hear from you this hour. If you have a question or comment for the folks on our panel, or if you'd like to share your favorite art event of 2012, we'd love to hear from you. 260-452-1185 or toll free at 1-800-471-9264. You can always email middaymatters at nipr.fm, post on our Facebook wall, or send us a tweet. So not only no excuse not to get out in Fort Wayne, no excuse not to get in touch with us and be a part of the conversation this hour.
Certainly, we're proud of the local art centricity. There's no doubt about it. We like to share it with folks year-round. And so really, if I had to say one of my favorite art events, it could be just sitting in this chair on Fridays and watching the art centricity go by, we might say. But if I can go back only as far as earlier this month, I would have to say that the Embassy Festival of Trees was something meaningful, of course, to all of us. And there's so many wonderful holiday things happening downtown. But it also gave us a chance here at Northeast Indiana Public Radio to very proudly display our own tree, which happened to be our own local programming. And so that was real special. I will ask you, while you're right here, Dana, and available, how did the Festival of Trees go this year for you?
Festival of Trees is the Embassy's largest annual fundraiser, so we had more than 17,000 people walk through the building during those 8 days.
Wow.
It's a phenomenal event for us, and we get to welcome a lot of the community through the building and share the holidays with the community.
And in fact, the NIPR trees are lighting up our lobby right now.
For at least
a few more days here. We do need to take a quick break, and we'll continue the conversation in just a few moments. Just a quick reminder, that number one more time, 260-452-1185. Email middaymatters at nipr.fm, or you can get in touch with us via social media. Stay with us. This is Midday Matters Arts Centric.
On the next Fresh Air, we continue our series featuring a few of our favorite interviews of the year. We'll listen back to my interview with Doris Day, recorded in celebration of her 88th birthday. And we'll hear the interview we recorded with Stephen Colbert, in which we asked him to talk about music that means a lot to him and play some of those tracks. Join us.
Fresh Air, weekdays at 1 on WBOI.
This year, more active duty troops took their own lives than died fighting in Afghanistan. Staffing has doubled at the Veterans Crisis Hotline.
I know that you're having a tough time, but I do want you to know that if you call us, you're not going to reach a recording here, ever.
Inside a suicide prevention center for troops and vets, today on All Things Considered from NPR News.
That's weekdays starting at 4 on WBOI Northeast Indiana Public Radio.
God is in the house this week on Nightlights as we feature music from Duke Ellington, Mary Lou Williams, Vince Guaraldi, Herbie Hancock, and others that brought jazz into religious settings during a turbulent time in American life, and sometimes with controversial results. I'm David Brent Johnson, inviting you to join me for Sacred Blue, Jazz Goes to Church in the 1960s, this week on Nightlights.
Fridays at 11 p.m. on WBOI.
Support for this program on WBOI is provided by Reinbold and Anderson, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC. Are you saving enough for retirement? More information on Reinbold and Anderson on NIPR's homepage at nipr.fm.
1221 here at 89.1 FM. I'm Sean Beter, and this is the art-centric edition of Midday Matters. We're very glad to have you with us on this Friday, and I'll pass it off to Julia Meek in just a moment here, but first, I want to remind our listeners that we want to hear from you this hour. If you have any questions or comments, or if you'd like to share your favorite art event of 2012, we really want to hear from you today. Nobody in the phone bank yet, hopefully we'll fill that up soon. The number 260-452-1185 or toll free at 1-800-471-9264. You can always email middaymatters@nipr.fm. Send us a tweet at Midday Matters, or you can do like one of our listeners just did and post on our Facebook wall as well. Brian says his art pick for 2012, the Sugar Moon Halloween Art Show at Python Slice, and we were just talking about this over the break. A lot of folks excited about that event. So thanks very much for making your pick, Brian. Hopefully, a few more listeners will follow this hour.
And also, Brian did just remind us that there's so much seasonal art centricity and just plain old fun. Of course, with the DID happening on the weekends and just in general all around the Fortland. And I also have to confess that Tana and I almost came to fisticuffs. Not really, but we for the last year of absolutely such very, very fun art events, we do share one thing in common. We vote heavily for the Taste of the Arts Festival.
Well, it's hard for me not to love the Taste. I've been involved with it for 4 years. But in that 4 years, it has grown from a startup event mm-hmm. to downtown's largest single-day art event. And then, you know, 68 performances this year, 40 arts organizations displaying and sharing information. There was something like 38 artists selling artwork. So it was visual and theatrical and musical, and there were buskers. It was just a little of everything. And there's
really a Taste.
There's no way else to get that kind of sample in our Mm-mm. whole region. We've been looking around. Nowhere in our area of the Midwest does anybody do an event like ours. And I think Fort Wayne should be proud that we have this many groups to showcase to begin with.
No kidding. And if I had to pick a subset within that whole wonderful day, well, there are too many, but I must say that, again, we have the best seat in the house by doing the dessert, the after taste stage, the dessert stage for the evening with all of our own Meet the Music favorites. And where else can you go but Fort Wayne? Well, where do you need to go to find that much fantastic art centricity under one tent, so to speak, I'll say, for the outdoor nature of it, is right here, Taste of the Arts. Looking for 2013 to have another great one?
Oh, yeah. And a little teaser for 2013 is that we were talked about extending it to a two-day event. Mm-hmm. And while we may eventually get there, this year we're not, but we are going to extend longer into the evening. So while the dessert concert is going on with NIPR support, of course, while that concert is going on, we are also going to be setting up some other things that evening. For example, Cinema Center is working with us, and we're talking about doing an outdoor after dark movie.
Oh, wow.
After
fantastic.
Dessert. So dessert will end, and at about that time, a movie will begin so people can leave your concert and go on over and see even more fun. So we are looking at it growing this event every year just a little more. And by adding theater this year, we've touched on a whole new level of entertainment.
And it looks like we have a caller on the line here. And, of course, if you want to join the conversation, share your art pick for 2012, 260-452-1185. Let's open the phones and go to Margaret. Margaret, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Hello. I would just like to say that my favorite art pick this holiday season, anyway, was occurred at a holiday open house that I attended. And the home was decorated with many prints of Julia Meek's holiday art series of Fort Wayne. And I was wondering if they're on display any place publicly that And how many are there? There were so many. And thank you very much. It was a very enjoyable experience.
I think my co-host would say that's a great art pick for this season. Julia.
I'm certainly flattered, and thank you so much, Margaret. This was the 28th year, and it was a four-year project, and so going 28 years was really something. It was the whole retrospective assortment of Portraits of Pride, which is what we call the scene, and that was serving Easter Seals Arc. This has been a wonderful fundraiser event for them. It was shown at the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, so I guess I have another favorite art event of my own that happened thanks to our friends at the Fort Wayne Museum of Art, but hope those will continue to grace many wall. But we have said farewell to all, and to all a good night for that series. So thank you very much.
Margaret, a great pick. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you, Julia.
All right, have a good day. Thank you. 260-452-1185. If you want to share your favorite art event from 2012, or like Margaret did, maybe from this holiday season, we'd love to hear from you this hour. Also, Facebook page is up. That's facebook.com/middaymatters. Or you can email us, middaymatters@nipr.fm.
And we're going to, of course, need a quick rundown and make sure that we have not forgotten anything for this fantastic down the line, end of the line for 2012, last Saturday event for the Downtown Improvement District. I would remind folks that it's, and actually confirm this, Tana, may we still ride the bus as we wish?
Tomorrow night we are not running the shuttle.
Okay.
Because there just was a big gap in timing of events, so tomorrow we will be running it for the January last
Fantastic.
Saturday.
Fantastic, and that gets folks just boogieing on down the street, actually, all day on the Saturday, on the last Saturday of the month, and that's usually a free ride.
Yeah. There are several more things I didn't mention.
Well,
I touched on Cinema Center, our only independent film theater in the area, and actually outside of Indianapolis. We are it.
Mm-hmm.
So Cinema Center has a couple of things to do tomorrow. During the day, they have Snafu and Santa's Workshop. It's Ecstatic Theatrics presenting a holiday play at the theater. That's at 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. So that'll be a fun thing to take the kids down to.
Very good way to start the day.
And then they have their normal evening movie, and you can learn about this on cinemacenter.org. But in the night, they're having a midnight movie, and it's Brazil. And if you have not seen this movie, it is one of my all-time favorite quirky, odd statement on technology, statement on how we live. It's bizarre. It's totally out of the Monty Python type of genre, with Terry Gilliam producing and Michael Palin performing, and Robert De Niro's in this movie. It is a very interesting midnight movie to go to. And then if you're downtown in the evening before that midnight movie, you can go to Hall's Gas House and hear Joe Stabelli. You can go to hear jazz at Club Soda with the Cliff Webb Trio. You could stick around after 10 for Columbia Street West Goodnight Gracie tomorrow night. And then the Brass Rail, of course, has multiple bands playing tomorrow night. So it's just going to be another hot spot on a Saturday. And if you're down for New Year's, there's even more live music on Monday night. So there's all kinds of stuff going on with jazz at Club Soda. Columbia Street West has the Freak Brothers and Unlikely Alibi. There are carriage rides both tomorrow and again on New Year's Eve night. Be a great time to come down and do that. We have the YLNI Masquerade Ball on New Year's Eve. And the Fillmore on Broadway's third annual New Year's Party is also featuring live music with Influx and food and all kinds of fun things. So if you can get down for those in the evening, or come down for Countdown to Noon in the morning if you're not a night owl at Science Central. And they do the big balloon drop from the ceiling at noon. And there's all kinds of kids and family things to do on that day. So there's either night or day.
And if you're feeling maybe that letdown feeling that comes the day after last Saturday because you think everything in the whole art-centric world has just happened, there's another event at the embassy, isn't there, Dana?
Yeah.
On Sunday.
We are partnering with PBS to bring the sneak preview of season 3 of Downton Abbey. So Sunday at 3.
How exciting is that?
And it's a free event. So if you're a big fan of Downton Abbey, come down, check it out. It's sneak preview of season 3. So go on Netflix and catch up on season 2.
There's another good thing, too. A good challenge from between now and the end of the year. There's plenty of art centricity, it sounds like. And so we thank you, lovely ladies, Tenna and Dana, for joining us today. Tenna, for joining us all 12 of these last Fridays. How fun has it been? I'm saying that's one of my favorite art picks.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Being here with Tenna and D-I-D, really D-O-E-S it right. I'm saying Happy New Year.
we do need to take a quick break here for the news, but we'll be back in just a few minutes. In the meantime, we want to hear your favorite art pick for 2012. Give us a call and share it. Get involved in the conversation. 260-452-1185 or toll free at 1-800-471-9264. Of course, we have our Facebook page up as well and Twitter. That's at Midday Matters. And you can always email us middaymatters@nipr.fm. And Julia, we have a few folks who have already emailed and posted on our Facebook wall. We'll get to those after the break. So folks need to stay with us. This is Midday Matters.
After a hectic week, get ready for the weekend with the Friday Vibe on WBOI. Hi, I'm Bruce Reidenbach. Join me and Bill Forsyth for the jazz you won't hear anyplace else in Northeast Indiana. Friday nights at 7 on your home for NPR News and Jazz, 89.1 FM, HD Channel 1, WBOI, Fort Wayne.
Good afternoon. I'm Katie Anderson with WBOY News. A prosecutor says he expects to decide within 6 weeks whether to seek the death penalty against the three people charged with causing the deadly gas explosion that devastated an Indianapolis neighborhood. Marion County Prosecutor Terry Curry says a death penalty review team in his office will review the case and make a recommendation to him. He says he hopes to make that decision before a February 12 court hearing. Curry says he'll talk with victims' relatives so they know seeking the death penalty could mean years of court appeals. Murder and other charges were filed last week against homeowner Montserrat Shirley, her boyfriend Mark Leonard, and his brother Bob Leonard for the November 10 blast that killed a couple living next to Shirley's house. More details are available for people who want to register to attend the inaugural events for Indiana's new governor. Indiana Public Broadcasting Sharon Alseth reports.
All but one of the events are free, and interested Hoosiers can register online. The free events include the inauguration ceremony for Mike Pence on Monday, January 14th at 11 a.m. outside the State House. On Saturday the 12th, there will be a family fun day from 11 to 2 in Speedway at the Dallara IndyCar Factory. And Sunday at 1:30, an inaugural praise and worship service at the Indiana Convention Center. On Saturday night the 12th is the inaugural ball and dinner dance, black tie optional, for $75 per person at the J.W. Marriott Hotel. Attendees of all inaugural events are encouraged to bring non-perishable food items for the Midwest Food Bank. To register for tickets, the website is Indiana Works Eventbrite, that's BRITE.com. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Sharon Alseth in Indianapolis.
The Fort Wayne Comets opened a stretch of 4 games and 5 nights last night at the Coliseum. WBOY's Doug Gruber has the results.
It was a slow start for the K's, who were outshot 13-5 by Toledo in the first period, but escaped with a scoreless tie after one. Toledo broke the game open in period two with 4 consecutive goals, 2 on power plays, before the Comets found the net with 6 seconds left in the period with a power play goal scored by Garrett Klotz, his first of the season. The Comets opened the third period with another power play goal to close within 4-2, but a walleye goal at 5:46 ended the K's comeback. Toledo wins 5-2. The Comets are in Kalamazoo tonight, home Saturday against Elmira, and then the annual New Year's Eve game hosting Toledo. Tonight at the Coliseum, the Fort Wayne Mad Ants will host the Texas Legends. The Ants announced yesterday that longtime guard Walker Russell Jr. had been traded to Reno for 2 players. For WBOI News, I'm Doug Gruber.
And now back to Midday Matters with your hosts, Julia Meek and Sean Beter.
It's 12:36. This is Artcentric Midday Matters on this Friday, December 28th. I'm Sean Beter, sitting in for Sarah D'Elia, along with Julia Meek for this hour. And we're talking about all things Artcentric, including your favorite arts pick for 2012. What was your favorite event on the art scene this year? Give us a call and share your thoughts. 260-452-1185. Or you can always call us toll-free at 1-800-471-9264. Email middaymatters at nipr.fm. Post on our Facebook wall. Or you can always send us a tweet at Midday Matters. We had an email come in from Janet. Janet said, I won the 2012 Arts United Passport to the Arts, and so I saw many events this year. My favorite, always the Phil, but Jazz Fest was absolutely wonderful this year. Thank you very much, Janet, yep. and some wonderful picks there as well. Julia.
And yes, also congratulations on being quite a winner, I've got to say. And of course, thank you for listening. It makes us a winner for that, too. In the meantime, it's a nearly New Year's dose of Drama Times 3 that we're serving up now. And for that, who else could we have understudying First Press Theater's Tom Hoffichter's leading role in the tour guide seat but local actor and director Christopher J. Murphy. Welcome.
Well, thank you. That was quite an intro. I don't know. That's an awful lot to live up to today.
Well, that's quite a role that you're playing, Christopher. Is. What is, what's going on in the drama world?
What is going on in the drama world? Well, you know, January is actually typically kind of a slow month in the world of theater.
It would seem, yes.
Yeah, not just here in Fort Wayne, but everywhere, really. It's, you know, a little cold, snowy out. People want to spend a little more time inside, and all of those actors who've spent all
Indeed.
Of the Christmas season
yes.
putting on extra performances of A Christmas Carol and It's a Wonderful Life need a little downtime to themselves. So it is a bit of a slow month. We do have some wonderful shows coming up in Fort Wayne, though. The Lion in Winter will be performed at First Presbyterian Theater coming up starting this next week. And I think we might just hear from a member of their cast a little bit later. Also, making its Fort Wayne debut is a wonderful little play called Almost Maine. The director giving himself a bit of a high five over here beside me, Todd Freimeyer, at Arena Dinner Theater. And then after that, we're kind of dark until Oliver opens up at IPFW in conjunction with Fort Wayne Youth Theater in February. We do have some auditions coming up at First Pres. They'll be auditioning this January for The House of Blue Leaves and Shakespeare's Antony and Cleopatra. And Arena Dinner Theater will be holding auditions for the farce Boeing Boeing coming up later in January. But first, I think we want to talk to our friend Todd Freimeyer.
Absolutely. Todd, well, welcome to the program.
Why, thank you. Thank you guys for having me here.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about what it's like to direct this play.
It's actually a real treat to direct the play. It's working with some wonderful actors. It's nice to work at the arena space. And it's a wonderful play for this time of year right now. So, it just works wonders right now at this point.
And speaking of this time of year, before we go on, you said that we're a little bit dark, but really there's a whole lot,
all right.
whole lot on that list.
I just like to stay busy.
you mentioned the space. What's unique about about directing in this space, performing in this space?
Well, what's really nice about this space is that this space, it's a smaller space than, say, you know, the Arts United building where you're, you know, if you're doing a civic show or something like that, smaller than the First Pres space too. And it's just more intimate. Mm-hmm. It's a dinner setting for the people. And so you get to see a little bit more of their faces. And as an actor, which is the first love that I've done for many, many years. It's always nice to look out there and to see, you know, at least get a little reaction from them. From
a closer connection to the audience.
Right. Exactly. Like, yeah. Absolutely.
And it is. It's one of those spaces that I think, because of the intimate nature of it, sometimes you can rediscover things about something that you typically think of as a bigger show in another space. You discover it in a whole other way when you do it or see it at Arena. But this particular play, yes, I think, is ideally suited to really, that particular space because it's a very intimate show.
Yes, it is. It's a very intimate show. It's a show that it consists of 9 vignettes. And in each vignette, there's 2 to 3 characters in it. Typically, it's usually 2 characters. There's a couple that have 3 characters in it. So it's just very intimate setting, and the vignettes are just really nice, and just it is a great time of year. And it works perfect because it's all very. It takes place in the middle of winter. So there's snow on the ground.
We are definitely in the middle of winter right now.
Right now we are.
We don't have to. We don't have to rent a snow machine or anything.
No, we don't.
we'll talk more drama in just a few moments here. But I did want to take an opportunity to invite our listeners to, if they have questions or comments, or maybe you want to share their favorite arts pick of 2012, give us a call. Be a part of the conversation. 260-452-1185 or toll free at 1-800-471-9264. And of course, we have our Facebook page up as well. You can share your thoughts there. And our Twitter account's up today. That's at Midday Matters. We do have a caller on the line here. I want to open up the phones and go to Bruce. Looks like Bruce has left us here, unfortunately.
Oh,
Bruce,
we scared Bruce away, Todd.
Bruce, if you'd like to give us a call back, we'll get you on the air as soon as we can here. Julia, let's get back to the drama.
And, you know, okay, just in things that I'm thankful for, art-centrically speaking, I would say our fantastic presentation of dramatic offerings that we have here for a city the size of Fort Wayne, I think that's another thing. We're very, very, very theater-rich. And
absolutely.
Especially, I must say that having the Arena Dinner Theater to enjoy all of these decades has just been really something fantastic and wonderful that a city this size can share.
It is a great little gem that I'm always surprised, though, that a lot of people in Fort Wayne don't even know that it's tucked down there in West Central.
Unfortunately, is a best-kept secret,
yeah,
that we hope to expose as we are doing, maybe one happy listener at a time. What are the, I would like to ask you, Todd, what are the pluses and minuses of doing something so intimate and not small scale, but intimate, you know, were you really there right with the, right with your guests?
Right. Well, on a plus side, as far as cast goes, it works very well during this time of year, what with all the holidays. So I didn't have to call in my cast. I didn't have to have a full cast there every night at rehearsal. So I could rehearse, you know, 2 to 4 people each night. And so I didn't feel like I was taking away all their time that they wanted to spend with their families and friends and that kind of stuff during the holidays and stuff like that. So that was a huge, huge, huge plus during this time. And it just kind of worked. Like I said, this time slot just works for something like that. As far as actually in the building with these people, with the audience, like I said, the plus is, like Murphy had said, that, you know, just being able to rediscover some of the things that some people see as being, oh, it has to be a big stage, oh, it has to be a big elaborate thing, to take it and scale it down so that it fits on that stage, and to rediscover different things. I mean, we've taken musicals and
absolutely. I did a production of Gypsy there, and
correct,
and everybody.
Now that's
came.
An interesting. I'm just trying to wrap my head around
doing it on that postage size.
Sure.
stage.
Intimate,
yeah.
Gypsy, intimate.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. It became an intimate Gypsy where you really focused on the characters and the dynamics and those relationships, not on this big grandiose
the big
production
extravaganza part,
yeah,
of it,
absolutely,
that, which would that you'd get that flair,
correct,
and feeling,
correct, correct, correct,
with a hint or a nuance, you might say. Also, okay, actors are outgoing, gregarious people, and
sometimes
director. Well, I know you two are a little standoffish and kind of into your own shell. But does it take a special kind of an actor or even director to to take charge of that kind of an intimate setting and stage where you're not on a big, you know.
I think it does take, as a director standpoint, I think it takes somebody with a vision to say, yes, you know, if somebody comes to you and say, here's this big musical, but we want to perform it at arena.
Right.
You need to, you know, so you got to have that vision. It also helps that if you are that type of director that can bring out what you need from those actors. If right. you can, you're going to focus more on the characterization rather than, you know, the big elaborate stuff. So I would say, yeah, I mean, it takes a certain person to be able to.
As an actor, you just have to be fearless enough to not be afraid when you can see straight into the eyes of every single member of your audience.
So you have to be most self-assured in your own self-assurance.
Absolutely.
I want to interrupt for just a moment. It looks like we have a caller on the line here. And of course,
most important.
Oh, I have a fan.
Absolutely. And of course, we want to invite you to join the conversation. If you have a question or comment for the folks in the studio today, or if you want to share your favorite art event from 2012, we'd love to hear from you. 260-452-1185 or 1-800-471-9264. Of course, we have our Facebook page up, and you can always email middaymatters@nipr.fm. Let's open up the phones and go to Kate. Kate on line one, good afternoon. You're on Midday Matters.
Hi there. It's so nice to be here.
Kate Black, is that you?
That is Kate Black.
Well, what a surprise, everyone. It's Fort Wayne actress Kate Black, who just happens to be appearing in First Prez's production of The Lion in Winter. We're so surprised and delighted to hear from you. How are you today?
Did I make too early an appearance?
No. You have impeccable timing, as always,
well, thank
Kate Black.
You.
So tell us about this little play that you're doing at First Presbyterian Theater.
Well, it's quite an exciting piece of theater. It's wonderfully unusual because it's set in 1183, but it's written in a very contemporary style, and so the language is very accessible to a modern audience. But the events are loosely based on actual events of Christmas of 1183 in Chinon Castle. In France.
Christmas 1183. And I vaguely remember that.
Do you vaguely remember that?
I vaguely remember that.
It's a little foggy for me, yeah. But I think I can draw it up. So it's, you know, the people really existed. They really lived, and they really were kings and queens of the day. And it's really a wonderful family drama, but the stakes are just a they're just higher than most family dramas because these people truly were the most powerful people of their time. And Henry particularly had built this enormous kingdom that was all of England or most of England and more than half of France. And so he really was an enormous power. And he was, you know, reigning and wanted very much to hold that all together. And so his eldest son had died earlier that year in 1183, and so he's brought everyone together at Chinon Castle to determine who will succeed him. And of course, my son Richard, who is our son, but you know, Richard and I are very connected. I think he ought to be the next king, and Henry, of course, thinks that John should be the youngest. And so there's quite a tussle over who's going to succeed and make that happen. And there's a lot of jockeying. There's a great deal of scheming that goes on. And
just like Christmas at my house, basically.
Yeah, Christmas
right?
at everybody's house,
Christmas
right?
1183 and Christmas 2013 aren't all that different.
Well, in some ways, that's very true. But as I said, the stakes really are very high. And so, you know, it's a little more intense, but it's also quite funny. The writing is really sterling. James Goldman wrote it, and it's just absolutely sterling dialogue. So I'm just hopeful that lots of people will come out looking for something to lift their spirits after the doldrums of the holidays. You know, when the holidays are over, the doldrums set in sometimes. And I think this is just a tonic for that. So
it's a great way to lighten winter's sadness, it sounds like, Kate.
Absolutely.
And again, with you in the cast, who could ask for more?
Not only Kate, but playing opposite her own real-life husband, Bob, I believe.
Yes, that is true.
That's...
And
Quite a treat.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Not quite a treat for the year for all of us.
Well, it certainly is a treat for us. And, you know, again, we are playing adversaries, which is just wonderful fun because we have such a wonderful relationship. And when we're on stage together playing adversaries, it's just fabulous because we have such trust with one another that we can say and do anything that needs to be said and done with complete impunity.
Sure.
And it's just a beautiful thing to be able to work with someone with whom you have that kind of trust at that level. It's very,
well,
very fulfilling.
Thank you so much for giving us the inside information on that.
Absolutely.
We all look forward to hearing it, and we do have to take a break shortly. But in the meantime, Kate, I will not put you totally on the spot and ask you your favorite drama moment of 2012, but I'll ask you if you have a favorite art centricity of 2012, something art centric that happened, or an event that happened in 2012 that you would call your favorite.
Well, I do have something that was my favorite. And,
talking to
and
me
that,
right now doesn't count.
No,
Kate.
That doesn't certainly doesn't count.
I don't know. This is a pretty high moment. Truly, the most exciting thing for me in 2012 was a play that I was in. I'm sorry that I have to say that, but
no,
it's true.
It
was Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, mm-hmm. that I did with Tom Hoffrichter and John O'Connell at the helm at First Pres in May, and that it was a thrill for me. It was a real thrill. So
talk about real high points in the drama world that we have right here in Fort Wayne that we can be proud of. That certainly, besides all of our wonderful theaters, including the First Pres and your involvement there, and that is just wonderful. Kate, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity to speak to you today.
Happy New Year.
Thanks, Kate.
And to you, too. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks very much, Kate. We appreciate you being with us. We do, as Julia said, need to take just a quick break here, but we'll finish up the conversation when we get back. And, of course, we want you to join us today. What was your favorite art event or art moment of 2012? We'll give you the number one, maybe two more times, 260-452-1185 or 1-800-471-9264. Of course, you can always post on our Facebook page or send us a tweet at Midday Matters. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Greetings, I'm Julia Meek, and what's topping that tree on this week's Meet the Music? Seasonal sounds from Alicia Pyle and her Fearless Quartet, then a romp through Charlie Brown's Christmas with the Rick Brown Combo. That's Sunday night from 7 to 9 here at 89.1 FM or listen online at nipr.fm. A two-hour serving of homegrown delights right here on Meet the Music.
You're going to make New Year's resolutions, but how many are you going to keep? I'm Ira Flatto. Join me on Science Friday for the psychology of New Year's resolutions. Plus, a Renaissance man who dabbled in magnetism and music, optics and geology. Too bad he got so many things wrong. That's all on Science Friday from NPR. Every Friday afternoon at 2 on Northeast Indiana Public Radio, WBOI.
For keeping on top of the news.
You're listening to the BBC World Service.
I'm Robin Lustig.
I'm Julian Marshall.
This is Owen Bennett-Jones
with NewsHour.
For finding out what's happened.
They're out on the stage, the protest leaders, still trying to rally their supporters.
And for knowing why it's happened.
They've often then turned to the Taliban as another way of earning a living.
Stay in touch with the world with NewsHour from the BBC.
The BBC NewsHour, weekday mornings at 9 on WBOI.
Minutes before the top of the hour, 1 o'clock, it's Midday Matters Art Centric on this Friday, December 28th. I'm Sean Beter, in for Sarah D'Elia, along with Julia Meek, and we've been exploring our art centric universe. Really, Julia, taking a broad look with some of our friends in our listening audience offering their favorite art picks of 2012. And we'd love to hear from you in the last few minutes of the program if you want to share your pick. 260-452-1185. Email middaymatters@nipr.fm. Post on our Facebook wall or send us a tweet at Midday Matters. Our friend Julie on Facebook wrote, Carmina Burana, performed by Heartland Chamber Chorale, Fort Wayne Ballet, and Fort Wayne Children's Choir. You could see how the groups were energized by working together, and it was a thrilling performance. A great pick, Julie. We also had a comment from Earl. Earl said, Buskerfest was a highlight of the year. So,
indeed, two fantastically great picks. Also, kind of interesting because Carmina Burana. Well, talk about the giant Busker Fest of all theater, but that collaboration that was Carmina Burana was really, really something. And that, and you two can speak to that. Hopefully, we see it's the more the merrier with drama and theater.
Yes, absolutely.
Here in
correct.
The area, and we see more and more collaboration. Is that
We really are, and that's actually something that Todd and I, who, you know, full disclosure, are actual friends outside the radio station, talk about a lot. We are starting to break down some of those walls and see the Youth Theater and IPFW or the Youth Theater and St. Francis
absolutely.
Partner on shows and do things that one of them can't do alone, or certainly not do as well. And I think that's really exciting because theater is the ultimate collaborative art.
Absolutely.
Sure. And it really is the more the merrier, and especially with the venues that we do enjoy and are creating, and with the University of St. Francis's presence downtown now with
exciting.
Those facilities, and they can share them. And
and
again, it's more than you put three groups together like that, and it more than triples
absolutely.
the pleasure that folks can get. And you know, we want to know all things drama, 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 and we'll have to give a recap real quick of what's going on. But very quickly, I'm going to ask you two, while I have you here, Todd and Christopher, your own art-centric picks for the year.
Todd?
Hands down, easy to say, and it's not because you're sitting here next to me, Mr. Murphy. It's we did a production of 39 Steps.
Yeah,
that was so well received. I know that. Yes,
last spring, I guess it
was.
Wasn't it?
It
was about last spring.
Yeah.
You directed, and I was lucky enough to be one of the four members in the cast, and it was just a lot of fun. And it was at Arena, and it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun working with you, obviously, and working with the other cast members.
It was a lot of fun for much the same reason I think people are looking forward to your show, Almost
right.
Maine. Fort Wayne premiere, no one has a preconceived notion going in, either on the production end of what it needs to be or from an audience's perspective what it needs to be. My favorite performance of 2012, actually, this is going to sound a little strange. We in the theater community lost one of our beloved actors and directors this past year, Wayne Schaltenbrand, who was an absolute fixture in Fort Wayne Theater. And his memorial was a standing room only event filled with love and laughter and tears. And if I had to pick one theatrical moment from 2012, that's my top.
Thank you. And what an impactful one it is. Yeah. So we have lots to be thankful for, lots to look for in the present, in the future. And thank you guys for
thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. And thanks very much to all of our listeners for sharing their art picks, for calling in and emailing and all that. And Julia, thanks for very much for letting me in the studio on this Friday. Usually,
we love your art centricity.
Thank you.
Usually we lock you out, yes, is what you're about to say.
A very happy new year to you, to all of our listeners. Thanks very much for being with us. I'm Sean Beter, and this is Northeast Indiana Public Radio, broadcasting from the Madge Rothschild Studios at 89.1 HD Channel 1. This is WBOI Fort Wayne and WBKE North Manchester, a service of Manchester University. We're coming up on 1 o'clock. Fresh Air is next. Have a great day.